Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here live at the National Restaurant Association show. I'm with an amazing entrepreneur, an incredible startup that's changing not only businesses' lives, but personal influencers, creators' lives like me, the amazing Sylvester Raymond, CEO and founder of Signal for Sale and Pinata Digital Marketing Services. Welcome, Sylvester
Thank
Raymond.
Thank you for having me, David. I appreciate it. Love this place.
Well, you know, I've been blessed to have you on our TV show, and you blew us away. Not with necessarily the pitch, not even with the great technology that you presented, but it was with your humility.
Thank you,
like very few, were very open-minded to the suggestions of the titans on Go Fund Yourself, on Cheddar. A lot of people are resistant, defensive, and yet you were like a sponge. No, tell me more. And then you followed up with the advice to figure out that maybe the four titans that were there had some situational knowledge, experience, or relationships that could change your trajectory as well. How long did it take as a seasoned entrepreneur to ascertain that humility of being more interested than interesting when you're on a show that most people are there to be interesting?
True. Yeah, that's a really good question, David. It's interesting that, you know, I've you always say, you know, either you're humbled or you're about to be.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think I got through that part a few times. I was about to be and I did. But the one thing I've learned is that when people are genuinely and it's so interesting that you talk about the show, because people were interesting. Like they were, you guys were listening very, very intently to everything I said. But one of the things I understood, too, is that you have a breadth and width of knowledge that I don't have. And I understood that. And so when you started making suggestions and you started talking about things that I needed to hear, hey, man, I want to get better. I don't want to be the smartest person in the room because then I'm in the wrong room. So I knew I was in front of greatness and it made sense for me to listen.
And the business itself started with a digital marketing service and a product that fit within a variety of different platforms that had unique capability. What was the unique capability that was derived from the digital marketing services business?
Sure. Pinata Digital Marketing started with a product called Pinata. We call it PureFlow. And what PureFlow does, it takes ads out of anything streaming. It could be a streaming music application, movie application, gaming application, anything. But what we do is we show you how to monetize on the back end. Right. So it's something for everybody. The user doesn't get an ad, but the brand gets predictable ROI or ROAS. And the vendor, they have a lot more bandwidth, a lot more room to do other things with that application other than run a bunch of ads.
And so, you know, everybody knows that nobody likes to see ads. And you came up with a solution to take out the ads, but to provide more of a monetization tool, more data for the advertiser.
Absolutely.
And so it's interesting, as an engineer, a lot of times we get caught up in the technology and we aren't able or capable of telling the story. Mm-hmm. That's so simple.
Yeah.
Right? And you probably have, being a great engineer, suffered from the technology syndrome of non-communication, that you're too deep in the weeds.
I still do that.
Yeah. You can't change it, right?
Yeah.
That's the way you think.
Yeah.
To that end, there's so many different places. When you said for all streaming content, we take the advertiser out of the stream, but yet give them a better opportunity to monetize their brand.
Yes.
Elevating awareness, collecting data, all the different criteria that most sponsors really are paying for.
Yep.
But here now you have an actual quantifiable, trackable system that allows them to have that ROI that you're talking about. Communication of it. I see so many great ideas, so many great businesses, but they don't go to market because they don't know how to articulate the value, get in front of the right people, sell it, et cetera. How have you been able to overcome that challenge as an engineer to actually tell the story and get this thing out?
Sure. Great question. First, you have to start with people, right? So a very intelligent person said at one time, you're trying to build something or do anything, come up with a solution, begin with the end in mind. Right. And so I started with what do people actually want, especially with Pinata PureFlow. It was, yes, users don't want ads, But people who own games, people who have ads and businesses, that's how they make money. And so I had a friend of mine who was a gamer say, that's just a necessary evil, but we don't like it. And so when I went to sleep, this actually really happened. I went to sleep and I woke up and I had Pinata and literally wrote it down. I believe it was a download from the universe, to be completely honest.
Like Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah. No, for real. It was crazy. You know, it was like, oh, boom, here we go. And so at that point, I understood that I could give all three entities, which is the user that plays the game, the person that owns the game, or the platform that owns the game, and the brand, everything they wanted, all by using predictable human buying behavior. And so if you want, I can talk about QNDBS, but not to be technical, but I know you're stopping me,
technical.
But I just got technical. But basically what we do is we have an algorithm that'll run and look back at 6 months. And all it's doing is saying that for every hour of every day, we know how much money people are going to spend.
Yeah. And where they spend
it. And where they're going to spend it. And we take that number, create a delta, and then we say, okay, that's going to be the coupon. And instead of them getting an ad, they get a coupon in their Pinata wallet.
Right. That they can spend.
That they can spend, they can use, they can monetize, they can use that in our ecosystem. There's a lot of things they can do, but they didn't get an ad. But what's cool is that if that brand is whoever, I can tell them, now I can project to them, I've looked over the last 6 months, this coupon's going to happen. So I can guarantee you, one, that 100,000 of those coupons are going to go in that wallet. And number two, because you're a sponsor and not an advertiser, the law says that I can split half of the value of that coupon with you even before the coupon is redeemed. That's the predictable ROAS.
Right, which creates a different modality of sponsorship or advertising, depending 100%. On how you define it. Now, through the development of this Pinata Pure Flow, came an idea that I'm tracking emotions. And
yes.
And we all know in sales that people buy on credibility, but they buy for emotions for logical reasons.
Sure.
So you need both.
You do need both. For sure.
And I try to keep you out of the logical reason space because that's where you tend to like to fly. And I'm on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm very good on the emotional side.
100%.
Right? People buy an emotion for logical reasons. So we're a
perfect match.
Punch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can back up what I sell.
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully I am guided by the logic and the credibility of that which you represent.
Mm-hmm.
You created this signal for sale.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Is a paradigm shifter. When I say paradigm shifter, it changes the way everybody looks at a sale because it addresses the number one pain being a communicator of the problem, the number one problem that exists in sales, which is time.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Because everybody gets stuck on the fact that I don't know why he's not doing it. And I'm like, time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he'll make so. No. Time, emotion, and value are to time.
Yeah.
You've done your job. But it's just not the right time.
Right.
And so nobody's addressed in my 35 years in sales the issue of, hey, I'm going to provide you a person that is right on time.
Yes.
Do you know statistically what that will do? I don't know statistically, but I imagine at least double, triple, or quadruple the amount of sales you make by just being in front of people that it's the right time.
Absolutely. You know, our ethos for Pinata as a whole, it's ethical, unobtrusive digital marketing systems. And so
is there an acronym for that? Like,
no, there's no acronym. You may have to help me with that.
Yeah, I will. Or ChatGPT will probably figure it out. Yeah, we'll do it after the
We'll do that after the
Yeah, exactly. We'll plug this in. If you see a little edit, I'll be like, what's the acronym? We'll use a little animation.
We'll come with a mascot.
Exactly.
We have to come with a mascot.
Exactly.
No, but the whole idea is that people should be talking to you when they want to talk to you, not when you want to talk to them. And that's one of the basic problems in sales.
The basic problem.
Right.
Time.
And it's time. You're spending a lot of time prospecting, looking for people, trying to talk to people. And then you try to, what professional salespeople call educate, we call convince them that they need what you sell.
Yeah.
But that's been the way it's been forever. And so what I found
when you walk through a checkout,
yeah.
Right. There's impulse buys.
Always.
Because they know it's the right time.
Yep.
You're standing at a cashier.
Perfect example.
Right.
Perfect example. The timing is right.
But how do you do that on LinkedIn, or how do you do that another place?
100%. And so that's where Signal to Sale came
in. Maybe we should rename it Checkout Line.
You know what? That wouldn't be bad, actually. That actually wouldn't be bad. It's
right?
Less techie.
We skip all the rest of the shopping. We just put you right in the checkout line.
And people would grasp that, I think, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think that's really a good name. I'm not saying, I'm not playing.
All
but
right.
Anyway.
That's what I'm here for.
But it's the same idea, though, right? It's that what if you didn't have to do so much prospecting? You know, if you look at statistics, 80% of the time people, like you're talking about, 80% of the time salespeople, even professional salespeople, they spend 60 to 80% of their time prospecting, just looking. And it's a shot in the dark every time, right? They may get some intent data. They may get some you know, the CEO did this or the CMO did that. But it's not really telling you whether this person is ready to buy. And so we started to examine that, and we started to look at buying signals. A lot of great books have been written on buying signals, but nobody's ever put it into technology.
Right.
We did. And so I explain the difference this way. The difference is bubbles on the water or sonar, if you're a fisherman, right? I can go under the water. I can see that's not a boat. That's not a raft. That's not a dead fish. That's an actual live fish. I can see it. And then I can see, is this fish big enough? I can see that. I can see, and I'm from Missouri, so it's catfish. So I can see that there's a catfish.
And it's a show me state.
And it's a show me state. So I can show you. Oh, that's another name we can think about. But now we got to show. Now I have four different stacked buying signals that make the higher probability of me catching fish versus just there's bubbles on the water. And that's what
so
we did.
Good. It's so good. And so, you know, having all of this technology and capability, it's getting a prioritization process in place because it's so applicable to so many different things. What's some of the framework that you use to prioritize, you know, building this business?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of if, pun intended, it's when it's going to hit scale.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, who would not want to know when someone's ready to buy?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, in terms of, you mean software and stuff like that, we use a bunch of, so we write algorithms. So that's the other thing that people don't know.
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, you can just plug it into ChatGPT. It doesn't work that way. You literally have to write code. And so we've written some algorithms that are based on a neural network, the way a human thinks about it.
Mm.
And so what's happening is we're building this engine that's looking at multiple databases, even regulatory databases. And then reasoning on that information and bringing you back data and information. So it's pretty wild what it's able to do. But we'll plug in, if you want to just talk about some of the databases and stuff that we use. We use federal regulatory. So everything we do is public, by the way. There's no, we don't go get information that we shouldn't be talking in. So, but we get proprietary, non-proprietary information, public information. But the thing is we can aggregate it very quickly using an AI model. We can have thousands of databases. I have a company, MedLabs. MedLabs, I have a gentleman who sells environmental control systems for labs.
Yeah.
And we can go and see a 43 violation. And that 43 violation basically means that that lab did not pass this inspection or audit. And so that comes up. And now he's, oh, hey, I heard, you know. And he can go over and say, hey, we can help you fix that problem because you know you want your lab up and running.
And it works by region, area, position, because you're just searching.
Whatever your ICP is.
Right. Whatever. Explain what an ICP
is. I'm sorry. So every business to business, and it works business to business only. It's not a business to consumer type product, but it's a business to business type product. And your ideal customer profile is an ICP. So whatever that is. Whatever you say that is. I know even for your company, you have an ICP. But the cool thing about it is that not only can it detect a single ICP, it can detect multiple ICPs. Your company, you have multiple products.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We there's a piece that does product matching. That's a whole separate algorithm because it's matching your product to this particular opportunity. So it's pretty cool that it's able to do that. And from the restaurant standpoint, we can do the same thing. We can take a multi-concept restaurant and say, hey, there's a catering opportunity over here, and this concept is the one. And then that one also has a routing layer so we can tell you the closest restaurant that can fulfill that order.
Yeah, it's the variables are endless.
Mm-hmm.
The synergies between Piñata Digital Marketing and Signal for Sale are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Getting to where you want to start.
Uh-huh.
Is there an ICP for you?
So we use it in-house. So that's I like the way you asked that question too. Is there ICP for us? So any organization that is looking to save time and increase revenue velocity. And what I mean by that is our system does not sell the product for you. But we believe in what we've seen in-house is that if we can get your salespeople or salesperson in front of the right people instead of spending 80% of their time with the wrong people, we've seen revenue velocity. We've seen people close deals. We've seen people get closer to closing deals than they ever have before.
Yeah, and I've been utilizing it myself in a variety of different ways with mm-hmm. the different events and mm-hmm. Charitable things that we're doing, and there's no doubt that it works. And if you want to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, don't forget the incredible Sylvester Raymond, CEO of Piñata Digital Marketing, an amazing company with amazing solutions like Signal for Sale. Sylvester Raymond, thanks for joining me
here at the
National Restaurant Association Show. I'm David Meltzer here with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.